To the youngest generations we've tasked with saving us all, you shouldn't have to. I'm so sorry. The amazement park opened in 1953.
Get lost in the fun, posters advertised. And it was true. Crowds surged through the gates in the morning and didn't stumble out again until the sun had set, and spotlights at the exit guided them free. The maps were useless. The "You Are Here" guides impossible to find. It was a park designed to swallow. Trees loomed over lush grounds. Signature topiary lined every walled and wandering path, adding to the sense of wonder. Roller coasters, swings, carousels, games, houses of love and fun and terror. Though the house at the very center was always closed for refurbishment. The park was open from mid-May until early September. Whites only was on signs in the early years, heavily implied when such a thing became harder to officially declare. And for 1 week, every 7 years, it was free. The gates would swing wide, and the summer migrant workers and distant relatives of the wealthy townsfolk, normally too poor to enjoy something designed purely for escape, would wander in, wide-eyed. There were no ticket sales, no attendance numbers, just a joyfully packed park. In 1974, during the free week, a prominent businessman from upstate decided to visit. He hadn't been invited, but he was considering investing since a cousin of a cousin owned the park. He wanted to see the attractions for himself first, though. He brought along his wife and two children and made it a holiday. Their little girl, 5, was never seen again. One of the migrant workers was arrested for her murder, but the negative publicity left a stain that didn't wash out, so the amazement park closed its gates. Eventually, the rumors died. The plants grew. Nature slowly co-opted the buildings, the rides, the roller coasters. What didn't crumble rusted, and what didn't rust leaned, and what didn't lean sagged under the weight of ivy and neglect. Somewhere, very close to the center, the house that was always closed, where few ever even got, owing to the odd layout of the park. A shoe had caught on the low branches of a topiary. Unchecked, the verdant beast slowly grew higher and higher until the shoe was eye level. It was patent leather, dulled and cracked with weather and time. The perfect size for a 5-year-old foot.
It takes money to make money, her dad used to say.
He also once said,
come out wherever you are,
dragging the knife along the wall as music to accompany the dying gasps of her sister. Mac might have imagined the gasps, though. Who could say? She couldn't, and even if she could, she wouldn't. She's not saying anything right now, either, sitting across from the manager. The meeting was mandatory, a shelter requirement. Though she's been here several months now, and this is the first one.
Come on, Mackenzie. Help me help you.
The woman's smile is painted on like her cheekbones and eyebrows, and just as artfully. Her expression doesn't shift at all in the face of Mac's silence. It's impressive. Does she do stamina reps in the quiet dark of her bedroom, lifting the corners of her lips over and over, careful not to disrupt her eyes? The manager clasps her hands together, fingernails painted dark red.
I'll be honest with you.
Things are going to change around here. I believe that we can help only those willing to help themselves. These shelters have stagnated. No hope, no progress.
How can we live in a society without progress?
The voice is animated, but the eyes remain untouched by the sentiments or the smile. Expressionless, like they're hidden behind something. Mac feels an odd affinity for this woman, alongside an instinctive wariness. But she disagrees. The point of a shelter isn't progress. It's shelter. I've looked at your file. The woman gestures to a blank manila folder on the desk. Mac suspects it's empty. She hopes it is.
It's bad luck you're here. I understand. No social safety net to fall back on. A few months without a job, without rent, and it's hard to dig yourself out. You need to move on with your life. Contribute to humanity.